Blog Talk Radio.
She's a spiritual counselor, and she also does a little bit of singing. Hi, Picola. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Tell us how you got into doing readings.
Well, when I was in New York, I would tell my friends, I would give them readings. The first time I noticed that I had the gift was when I had my first job, and I had a dream that my boss was going to tell me when I got to work that I didn't have the job, and that's exactly what happened. Also, my girlfriend was sitting in the car with me one day, and I saw her mother coming down the street, and I told her, get prepared, that her mother wasn't going to be here long. Now I try to use a little more, do it differently.
A little more tactfulness, huh?
Yeah, yes. I'll tell them, you know, to make their mother comfortable or something like that.
Well, it's a great honor to be able to do this work. It's really neat to be able to help people. And you said also that you do singing?
Yes, I do singing. I did a lot of off-Broadway shows in New York. I did an opening act for the Shy Lights and Blue Magic. And it was a lot of fun.
Neat.
And I'm a very spiritual singer, so I believe if
you
got
to
give,
a lot of gospel?
You should share it.
You do gospel?
I started with gospel in the church. I was in a choir with my aunt, and I grew up on a farm in North Carolina. And how we got started, we used to sing while working the farm. And then we went on from there to a chorus group.
So was it your whole family?
Just a few of my family, but I do come from a singing family. My aunt and some of my cousins. My uncle's children. Also, in New York, I was discovered in the Bronx, and I started going to Star Time. It used to be where the Jackie Gleason show started, in that building. And I was with them a good 3 years. Thank you.
How fun. So you say that you're spiritual counsel. What's the difference between mediumship and all that? And clairvoyance and all that. You call yourself spiritual counsel. How do you consider yourself different?
I'm more of a spiritual person. I let God work through me, and I'm just
we all do that.
Yeah, but I'm not taking credit for it.
No, you don't do it. The minute you take credit, you're in deep trouble. You're just the vessel.
Yeah, thank you. So,
well, I guess I'm sorry.
Different things come through me, and I share it. And usually I'm right. Sometimes medium, when I do the tarot card, and I can also look into people's eyes and see different things.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, what's your number?
386-451-1286.
And my number is 561-333-5367 if you want a private reading with either one of us. So how about we take a call? I'm going to punch on this call here and see what his name, their person's name is and what their question is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name and question?
Hi, my name is Sharon. First of all, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to see what you can see look in, like in the near future with employment. Career.
It looks like you're going to end up doing like administrative work at a building with a whole bunch of paperwork that you need to type into data processing. That's what I'm seeing. Because I hear nails on the data board. You click in your nails and you're typing data in. You're like office administration.
Yeah, that's
what
exactly what That's exactly what I do. Now,
and it looks like it's
going to
be.
Time frame?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's
like
okay.
It looks like it's corporate. And it looks like, let's see, this is April. It looks like end of April, beginning of May, because they're circling the last week, Thursday, Friday, you know, Saturday and Sunday don't work. And then Monday and Tuesday, they're doing a crayon marker on that time frame. So end of April, beginning of May.
I called a couple of weeks ago. You were right. That one job fell through. I know you don't remember everyone you talked to. Oh, I'm getting over
no,
that.
No, we don't
I'm still
remember.
Getting over
we
that.
Got brain, we
I
get brain scramble.
Unfortunately, you were right, but your honesty was perfect. I know, but you do see me finding something.
Yeah, and I'll let Pete Cola chime
Thank
in here.
Yes,
Let's
Pete Cola.
See what you get, Pete Cola.
Well, I was picking up at one time. Nala, you may have worked at the bar.
You mean the legal bar?
Yes.
I was going to say, yeah, not a bar for alcohol. Yes, maybe the legal bar. I was in legal work, yes. Oh, my God, yes. That would have been okay, though. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just I would be a klutz. I wouldn't be able to do that, but go on.
Oh, you never done that?
I've never worked in a bar. No, a restaurant, no. No, I've never done that.
Okay. Well, like Reverend Kelly said, definitely administrative work.
Okay,
also,
thank you. What else?
What were you going to say?
Just also I would say... dead on diet from time to time.
Okay.
Watch what you're eating.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Pecola. Thank you for calling in. And
you
will get a
you.
Job, and you're going to get stabilized again. You ain't going to be just hanging out there in the wind.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good day,
sweetie. You too.
Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you, Pecola. Okay, we got another person here.
Okay.
Hello, 951. What's your name and your question?
My name is Jenny, and I'd like to know how my surgery is going to go.
Oh, it'll go fine. No problem. You'll heal quickly. No,
okay.
No problems. No. Everything will go as planned, and you'll heal fast like you're supposed to.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Pecola, you want to chime in a little bit?
I feel the same thing. Everything will go well with her.
Good.
She'll be okay.
That makes me feel better.
Well, you have a very good doctor, and you're in one of the best care that you can have. So, and the guy really is a specialist in what he's doing, so you'll be you're in good hands.
Oh, good. That makes me feel a lot better. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you have a good evening.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more, Pecola. Thank you. That was good.
Thank you.
Well, what I do is I can just pop in and pop out and get stuff at will. I've always been able to do that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then I also see, I got to tell that other girl. I got to pop her back on again.
Okay.
Hi again. It's me again. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got to tell you, your grandma will be around you when you're when you're going in the hospital. She's there to help you.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. Thank you.
So I had to tell you that because she's like, hey, tell her I'll be there. It's like, okay, I got to tell you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
So she'll be rubbing your little forehead. So don't get spaz when you feel somebody touching you.
Okay, great. Thanks. That makes me feel really good.
There you go, because you know how you brush hair back with the palm of your hand? You know how you cup your hand and you brush a little kid's hair back?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what she'll be doing to you.
Oh, okay, that sounds like her.
So she'll be comforting you.
Well, good.
Okay, I'm done bugging you now, so.
You're not bugging me.
When I get a message, I got to tell you.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, sweetie. Right. You too. Okay.
Yeah, that's
go
really
on,
great.
Nola. Yeah, when you get a message, you got to tell it.
Yes, yes. I have been doing some work at Universal Studios. I've been working there off and on.
I don't know if you're like, Piccola.
Huh?
I don't, what other things do you do?
Outside of that, I'm retiree and semi-retired. I also work at the, I do volunteer work at the hospital.
Oh, good. That's always rewarding.
Yeah.
So, are you like a candy striper? You push the cart around?
Oh, yeah. It's really great.
So, you give them books and magazines and candy and gum and all that?
Oh, sure.
Flowers. Neat. I bet that's really rewarding.
It's very rewarding. And I love to push the wheelchair. And while I'm helping the patient, I'm also helping myself with
the exercises. Yeah, the energy is reciprocal.
Yes, yes. I get my exercise in, too.
There you go. Yeah, you get your glutes and your lats and all that fixed up there. You be getting toned up.
Oh, definitely. Keeping it short.
Now, who's the neatest person that you met when you was doing singing? And what year was that?
Say that again.
What year was that you were known for doing your singing, and who was the neatest person that you met?
I wanted to be a singer when I came out of high school, and I was with Star Time, and I had a little incident that happened with me on Broadway with the Flim Flam. And I went back and I told my family, and they didn't send me to Star Time again. But that same day, I got a contract. And because I was just out of school, I never got back until I was at the age of 40. And at the age of 40, I did open an act for the Shy Light and Blue Magic.
And did you meet anybody else famous?
Let me see. Not a whole lot of people that I can think of because my weird idea of when I could have been more in the arena, I say, oh, I want to make it when I meet all those different people rather than just getting in the arena where they would be.
Oh, okay.
But I was very proud to be with the Shy Lights and the Blue Magic.
How nice.
And Charlotte's a well-known singer. Oh, girl.
Are they like the Temptations?
Yeah, they were just as popular.
Back in that era, like the 50s.
Yes. Very popular. They're still going on, though.
Oh, they're still out there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You hear them on the radio from time to time.
Neat.
Especially the Shy Lights.
The oldie goldies, then. The 50s and... Right?
Yes. R&B singers.
Rhythm and blues. That's good
yeah,
music. They tell
and
us.
Blues.
They tell stories. They tell stories.
I did meet one person that managed to map us over 10 years.
You met who? Your phone goofed up. What?
I did meet a manager that managed Johnny Mathis over 10 years.
Oh, Johnny Mathis. Okay.
Yeah. And I was supposed to get on the road with him and Cassandra Wilson, which is very well known in the village in New York City. But that fell through. But I saw the Tillery where they went to different places in Europe.
Oh, how fun.
So the next time I was supposed to have been on there. But it was a great opportunity that I was picked to be the lead singer for her
show.
Yeah,
that is a good opportunity. That's really great.
Yeah.
So what was one of your neatest...
performing in the village.
So what was one of your neat...
performing in the village. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
What was one of your neatest experiences when you were doing readings?
One
you know,
of my neatest experience was when I read a person from another country, and he had a pass that he used at the theme park, and I stopped working for around 5 years, and when I went back, he saw me there. He had been looking for me off and on within 5 years. And then one day when I got back, he saw me and he told me I had gave him some truth. And he had been looking me ever since.
Well, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a neat experience. Also, to have people coming from different states.
Oh, yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So, again, we'll give out our numbers again. You can reach me at 561-333-5367 for a private reading. Pecola?
386-451-1286.
And then in a few minutes, we're going to have Pecola play one of her songs and CD that's for sale. For her and her songs, and she's going to play a real soft, beautiful song. So the last 5 minutes of the show, Pecola's song is going to take us out. So go ahead and fire it up, Pecola.
Okay.
You guys are going to enjoy this. It's really pretty.
If I could reach for the rainbow, I would reach for you. I have
your picture and my tune. But it's just like reaching for the rainbow. Will that you say? Please come back to me, baby. Life isn't right. I can't live without you. I don't want to be without you. It's indescribable how can I make it right without you, babe? What is right, what is wrong when you call and you don't say anything? There is no right or wrong without you. It will be hard for you to keep the rainbow. Oh, the rainbow, the rainbow. Every day is like a bar. We'll have you. I can't find without you.
Thank you.